right here this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller, and on the line with me here today is Colonel Ronald Taylor, and he is a service member and family care directorate down there in Columbia. How you doing today, Colonel Ronald Taylor?
I'm doing great, Ann, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you today in this upcoming week that we can recognize some of our veterans for veterans. Yes, ma'am, and that's, you know, as you read the news and see the news, you know, when bad things happen in the news, you see the bad things, especially when it comes to the military. Right now, you know, the United States has basically, you know, moved out of Iraq, and the plan is to all the combat forces come out of Afghanistan in 2014. And the United States military are doing a great job, so therefore you don't hear a lot of the bad things about the IEDs and the major events that are going on. So sometimes we forget about what our service men and women are doing and that we are still deploying. In 2013, you know, the Sacramento National Guard actually deployed 1,794. So that's above, you know, 15% of our actual forces have actually gone to defend this country overseas and abroad. And in 2014, you know, we're thinking that mobilizations are going to slow down. Today, we have 920 that are currently overseas. This morning, we actually went to a departure ceremony for the 132nd Military Police Company, who's leaving South Carolina, actually left South Carolina at 1 o'clock today, going to Texas to the mobilization site, and then ultimately to Afghanistan. And in FY14, we're going to mobilize 1,299 Army personnel and another 300 Air National Guard personnel.
Well, that doesn't sound like the numbers are coming down.
No, well, you know, we've actually had a decrease of 300. That's not coming down. You know, but there's still, there's a lot of things going on in this world. You know, it's not just Afghanistan. You know, we're sending personnel to Kuwait. We're sending personnel to Africa. We're sending personnel to South America. We're sending personnel to the Balkans. So the National Guard is you know, as it has converted in the last 10 years or so from a strategic reserve to an operational force, you know, we've taken on greater roles, and that's just part of the, maturity of the Guard and what we're doing and the road ahead for the National Guard and reserves. And as you see the drawdown of active duty, that the assumption is, you know, that the National Guard is going to continue to, with its current missions abroad. And how does the Department of Defense, you know, to continue support its ongoing missions and keep this country safe at home and abroad is some things we're looking at. And so how's that going to happen? So Guard and Reserve are going to continue to play an important role in what we do in shaping the strategic plans for this country.
Well, you know, Colonel Taylor, I think is quite frankly, when you read the news and you see the things that are happening, the TSA officer that was shot out there in California, the bomb threat there in Birmingham, Alabama, and all the things that are happening right here in the United States, it does make you worry, are we safe?
You know, I think I've been around the world. I've been to over 20 different countries. I can tell you the United States is the greatest country out there, without a doubt. We, like all countries, we have our internal problems and issues, you know, and that's what our local law enforcement are out there to do, you know. But, you know, if something were to happen here in the continental United States, you know, on the likelihood of something like a 9/11 again, you know, I think we're postured to make sure our personnel are safe and to prevent anything of that magnitude. And the National Guard also has that, you know, Homeland Security mission, or that domestic operations, you know, for hurricanes, for tornadoes, for earthquakes. Some of the things you don't think about, you know, South Carolina is an earthquake state. You know, South Carolina has more nuclear power plants per capita than any other state in the United States. You know, we're prone for hurricanes. So a lot of things could happen for natural disasters here in this state, so we're prepared for those as well.
Yeah, and you guys are constantly practicing and being prepared.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, we train, you know, in the last 10 years of war has made it a better trained organization. But just historically, the National Guard that I've been in since 30 years has always been a viable, a comparable, and a mission-oriented organization that can go anywhere, anytime and complete its mission.
Well, we're very lucky to have the National Guard and to have all of our military out there. But, I think in South Carolina, it seems to me that it's extra special how all the people feel about our military, whether it's military, National Guard, all the different branches. I think South Carolina, if you've traveled around the world and around the United States, it does seem to me that South Carolina has a special place for all our military.
And I absolutely agree with that. South Carolina has a strong military background, but I think just the people of this state, and you hear it all the time. I obviously have the luxury of walking around my uniform and hearing people talk about the military and thanking you for what we do. So I am very fortunate to be in a state that appreciates its military, National Guard, Army, Air, Reserve, Navy, Coast Guard, the Air Force, and the Marine Corps. We have it all here in South Carolina, and we are a very blessed state to have the great military services here in this state. The Fort Jackson, Third Army at Fort at Shaw Air Force Base, or Joint Base Shaw, and all we have down in Charleston, and all we have in the Beaufort area. It's just a great community and great support for our military. And less than 1% of the population of this country serves in the military. So that speaks highly of this state, of what we do. And 0.3% of this country serves in the National Guard. So there's not a lot of people doing what we do, but we do what we do for a lot of people. And that is, if people don't join the military for the money, they join the military for a greater cause. And that's what's great about this country. The volunteer force continues to thrive and continues to be an effective way of manning the military in the United States.
Well, you are absolutely right. And I want to thank you and John Witt for his service to your country and all of our National Guard and military here in South Carolina. Y'all do a fantastic job. And with Veterans Day coming up, it can't be a better time to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Ann, and thank you for what you do for our veterans and our service members and for our families. We cannot do what we do, again, without our families. And please, as much and as often as you can and we can, let's continue to thank our families and thank our veterans for what they have done to provide a safe and wonderful country for we to be able to do the things that we do every day. Going back, what you said, the Revolutionary War, the militia over 300 years ago to where we're at today, it's just we haven't gotten here without our military being able to support our civilian body of legislation and our government. And it all works wonderful together, and that's what's great about this country.
You're absolutely right. And if it wasn't for our military, would you and I be able to even be talking here on the radio?
Probably not.
Absolutely. Colonel Taylor, thanks so much for calling us today. We're going to be talking a lot more about Veterans Day, and I understand we've got General Livingston calling us tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Well, if any of your listeners out there have any questions about the Guard or military and specifically anyone who wants to hire a veteran, please, pass the information to me or give them my phone number.
Absolutely.
And I'll be glad to get in contact with them and answer any questions they may or may not have.
All right. That's 803-299-1461. That's 803-299-1461. Good guys to know right down there in Columbia. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, and God bless.
Thank you, Ann, and thank you for what you do.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.